This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
Hey, everybody. This is Wes Wyatt, and this is the Market You First podcast. Have you ever noticed how your favorite TV show comes on at the exact same time every single week? Or at least it should. Sometimes they jump around, but there's a reason for that. And it's the same reason why some personal brands explode while others fizzle out. And today we're going to be diving into the power of posting consistency, but with a twist that may actually surprise you. So why does this matter? Whether you're running a side hustle or you're building your personal brand, irregular posting is like having a store with random open hours. Nobody knows when to show up, but here's the thing. Consistency doesn't mean posting every single day. It means showing up reliably for your audience in a way that works for both of you. Now, I have personal experience in this. When I started this podcast back in 2021, I had a mid-year start, and I actually did 16 episodes that year. They were not consistent, not even by a long shot. The next year, 2022, I did 26. The following 2 years, I did 8 total, 4 in both years. Now, this year, I've done 50. This is number 50 of 2025. And that accounts for more podcasts than I had the very first 2 years where I was the most busy. So what I'm telling you is that you can do it. You just have to decide that it is absolutely a non-negotiable. So the reason I've done 50 this year, I don't have to do a podcast every day, but the reason I did it was because I wanted to see if I did one every day, just what it would feel like. And then something else happened. A fellow marketer kind of alluded to the fact that they didn't think that I could do it. They said, you know, that's going to be extremely difficult. It's going to be very, very hard to keep that up. Now, I will tell you, it's something that is kind of habit forming. You get into the groove where you think about the fact that you haven't done it. So it's kind of like anything else. You know, I have a good habit of not smoking, which is, you know, something that some people have a bad habit of smoking. But, you know, 50 in a row has felt extremely good. I'll probably keep doing this, especially with banking things, and that's something we'll talk about here in just a second. And this is a little longer than normal, but the reason that I'm kind of expanding on some of this is the 100th episode of this podcast. There's going to be, hopefully, God willing, you know, many, many hundreds more. But it is something that I want you to make sure that works for you. So here are 3 key takeaways that are going to help you with this. First and foremost, the power of predictable patterns. Choose 2 to 3 specific days each week for posting. So it's going to be the one that is most convenient for you to get these done. And then that way your audience should know exactly when to expect your content, just like their favorite TV show. So maybe it's Monday and Tuesday. Maybe it's Thursday and Friday. It doesn't matter. It's just stick to it. Now, the second thing is something that I just alluded to, and that's the content bank strategy. So you can create a month worth of podcasts in one day if you want. You know, and if you're doing, weekly content, so you could spend 3 to 4 hours batch creating posts and then schedule them out. And this would prevent last minute scrambling, and, you know, it'll help maintain quality. I actually do that with my buddy Randy Chafee on our Building Wins Live podcast. We go through and do what we call rack and stacks, where we'll do, you know, several guests at a time and then space them out every Friday. And then, of course, we release the audio on Mondays. But the last and certainly not least step is the engagement window. So show up 30 minutes after each post to respond to your comments. So this is going to turn your consistency into real connections and engagement, not just content drops. So, you know, how do you make this part of your routine and market you first? That's what's always most important about any of the stuff that I post. And the thing is, your posting schedule should reflect your strengths. So are you a morning person? Schedule your content for early hours. If you're a night owl, then late afternoon and evening might work better. The key is to not copy someone else's schedule. It's about creating one that you can maintain without burning out. So here is your call to action. What I want you to do is pull your calendar out right now and mark down the days that you think would be the perfect posting schedule for next month. And then start with just 2 days a week, or 1 day a week. It doesn't matter. You don't have to do 7 days a week like I'm doing. Just make sure that consistency beats frequency every time. And do me a favor. If you have found any of today's stuff helpful, go through, like, share, comment, and subscribe. And when you get done listening to the podcast, go to WesWyatt.com, scroll down to where you can see your name and email area, and just put that in, subscribe to our emails, get on the insider list, and I'll provide you with all the tips, tricks, and nuggets that I find about podcasting, AI, and all the other things that are going to help market you first. If you have questions, you can go to the bottom right of WesWyatt.com. You'll see a little thought bubble there. That is my chat feature. I don't monitor that live, but I'll get back to you promptly. And then if you go to WesWyatt.com/disclaimer, it's going to give you important context regarding this and all podcast posts and info I provide. I can't thank you enough for being part of this 100th episode of the Market You First podcast. And until we talk next time, have a dynamite day.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit MarketYouFirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day. We'll be right back.